Hello and welcome to a review of this week's episode of Business English Ace Radio podcast that helps you boost your English one episode at a time. I'm H.E. Colby, a seasoned business English professor and author of the BusinessEnglishAce.com and Espanol.BusinessEnglishAce.com blogs. I'm so happy you are here with me today. I examine a part of erroneous English or not in every episode. In episode 8, you learn how not to confuse a seed and exceed in your English sentences. Tune in to Business English Ace Radio at businessenglishace.com/BEAR and the number 8 for the answer to our erroneous English question of the week. I also continue our review of the 10 necessary business English skills in episode 8. I wrote a book, How to Be a Business English Ace, about 10 essential business English skills for success at the office. You can check out the book at bit.ly/BEA book1, that's bit.ly/BEA book1. The number 8 business English skill is giving presentations awesomely. You will learn a key approach to delivering better presentations at the office. Tune in to www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR and the number 8 to learn more. Every week, our English class together is packed with tips and insights that you can use for success at school and at the office. Our business book preview concerns Jim Paul, who went from nowhere in Kentucky to chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade and then lost it all. He writes his story in his book, What I Learned Losing $1 Million. The recent blog post that we cover is about resources to help you write super emails, and we cap off our show with the quote of the week from Gandhi, who has immortal words for you about change. So tune in today at businessenglishace.com/BEAR and the number 8 for more about all of these topics. Tune in at www.businessenglishace.com/BEAR and the number 8 to improve your business English skills today. Think of Business English Ace Radio as your weekly English class in your earbuds. Well, I'm H.E. Colby. Thank you for joining me today for this preview of the next episode of Business English Ace Radio. Remember to visit my blogs at businessenglishace.com and espanol.businessenglishace.com. Until the next time, happy business English studies.